Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about going without having children of our own. This is a choice that I made many years ago with my now ex-husband, because for many years he was in school getting his Bachelor of Fine Arts in Fine Art Photography. And when he was completed with that degree, it took 13 years in total, 12 of which I was with him as he worked his way through school, he got into filmmaking and photography, which are expensive endeavors. Add to that, that there was alcoholism on his side and mental health issues on my side. And although we would have had really cute babies, they would have probably had some issues growing up. So we made a decision to not have any biological kids of our own. And interestingly enough, when I told him I'd be okay separating and being divorced from him, that was his choice back in 2006, he thanked me for never forcing him to have kids that he didn't want. So the first thing that I want you to understand is that if you are married or with somebody who really doesn't want to have children, please don't force that on them. Find someone who wants them or be okay not having any children of your own. In my case, I had spent a lot of years fairly sick in my 20s and early 30s. And frankly, when you have children, you got to be selfless. You have to be able to give to them whatever they need, whether or not they want it in a lot of cases. And I just didn't have it in me to do that for the 18 to 30 years that a child would be in my life. But this is the thing, and a really beautiful thing. I never needed to have biological children of my own to know what it's like to have a kid. And I mean this quite sincerely, because I'll tell you, my best friend from college, who unfortunately just passed away last March 1st, he was only 57 years old, he had two kids, and his son was actually my godson. And we have always done many, many things together over the years. And trust me, when he was acting like an asshole, quote unquote, as he would put it, when he was a teenager, I let him know he was being so, and he would conduct himself differently with me. We are very, very, very close right now, and you know, his mother's been out of his life for a very, very long time now, since time he was 14, 15 years old. And so, basically, although he has a lot of aunts and uncles on his mom's side of the family, I'm really the one person in his life who feels really, really close to right now. He calls or texts me every single week to see how I'm doing, and I'll certainly get in contact with him if I have anything interesting to share with him. And if he has any concerns of his own, he'll contact me. It's a beautiful relationship. In fact, the 3 years I was out in California, he found a way to get out there each and every year so that we could spend quality time together. So, truthfully, no one needs to feel compelled to have a child that they don't feel they have the ability to raise, either financially wise or emotionally wise or physically wise. It's not necessary. There are plenty of children out there who can love you and who you can love back. And let me tell you something. He is one of the most amazing people in my life. He's sensitive, he's funny, and he's doing very well in his professional life now. And it was because he always knew that he was loved and cared for, and I certainly did a lot of advocating for him where his parents were concerned, especially when they were going through a hard time. So one can be fulfilled. There's different ways to make that happen. And no one needs to feel compelled to do something that they don't feel ready to do, don't want to do. Because let's face it, having children today is super expensive. It's like over $200,000 to raise a kid, and that doesn't include college. So it's not a decision to be made lightly at all. It's something that needs to be made knowing that you have the wherewithal to be present for them, to give them what they need, that you have a healthy relationship with your partner with whom you've had the child, and that you both really want to have a kid or more than one kid. But if you can't say honestly that that's you, or if you can say your partner is not interested in having a child, then your best bet is to basically rent a kid, and who knows, maybe when you're in your midlife years, like I find myself now, that kid will find that you are the most important thing in their life. You never know. And when they're adults, they're wonderful to be around because they're making a choice to be with you. They don't feel obligated. They're doing it because they want to. And a pretty good indicator is when they call you because they love and want to hear from you. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.